In a speech this week, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says that the government must provide funding for research and development because the private sector won't do it adequately. Here we go again. The government supposedly does things better with your money than you do with it. Doesn't the Fed chairman see that the private sector would provide sufficient research and development spending if it weren't for the government's oppressive tax code? Here to do, I can hear her screaming from Detroit already, Nancy Skinner. Here to discuss are my freedom fighters, Fox Business reporter, and my colleague, Dennis Neal, radio host and Freedom Watch regular and defender of the status quo, Nancy Skinner, and Reason Magazine editor-in-chief, Matt Welch. Nancy, since I picked on you, we will go to you first. What business, dear Nancy, is it of the Federal Reserve to say there has to be government money spent on research and development? We have the best research and development in the world if the government will leave dollars alone.
Well, it's not just the Federal Reserve. It's Bill Gates and economists, because innovation is the key to our future economy. And, Judge, I will tell you, as a finance major, CFOs use something called CAPM, Capital Asset Pricing Models. When they make investments, they got to know what the return will be on that investment. But the government will do basic research, and that's how we invented fuel cells and microwaves and all kinds of technologies that were discovered.
All right,
so
Matt Welch, the government
invented. Privatized.
All right, the government invented Welch. The government invented fuel cells. The government invented transistors. The government invented microwaves. That would be the same government that can't deliver the mail. Matt.
You know, the internet too.
Go ahead.
Don't forget the air and green leaves. No, I mean, all you have to look is at the Department of Energy. How many scores of billions of dollars have we been throwing at various fantasies of the secret new green battery that's going to deliver 5 million new green jobs? I mean, the more you hear from Ben Bernanke, the more you start to believe that maybe he's a plant installed by Ron Paul to discredit the Federal Reserve. This is not his business. This is not his job.
All right, Dennis, talk to me about the federal government motivating industries in certain ways versus industries and investors deciding where their own money should go.
Look, the instinct is right here. The thought of government researching in areas where private companies will not go. Vaccine research has lagged behind most advances because there was no upside for profits and companies were afraid of litigation fear. So government might fund something like that. The problem is that private is far better and more efficient. Think about it. The genome. For 20 years, government funding to map the gene map that makes us human beings.
Right.
And a private guy came in and did it within a matter of years. I know he raised $200 million in 4 months to work on an electric battery. The government right now spends something like $70 or $80 billion a year in research as it is. It's spread across 20 agencies. And one study I found from 08 says 97% of the government's R&D spending is aimed at furthering the ends of government, not aimed at research breakthroughs.
Nancy, I want you to respond to that. And as you do, I think you understand the government consumes wealth. It doesn't produce wealth. It can't do anything more efficiently than the private sector simply because of the levels of bureaucracy everywhere.
Well, you know, to a certain extent, I agree with Dennis on this point about using private industry and incenting them to develop it. Like there was a contest for fuel cell development among private sectors. That's the kind of stuff. Good, give them an incentive, but they're not going to take their own money and do certain things. So I will meet you halfway and say, let's use the bright minds of the private sector to do this
the
stuff.
The sky
will grab
the
incentives. It's a big boondoggle.
Via taxpayer dollars
Nancy.
Make it happen.
Go ahead, Dennis.
The best research happens with two or three people in a lab, not when you're throwing billions of dollars. In the STEM pack, $789 billion, we had $18 billion in federal research. Where is that money?
I think everybody except ideologues agree with you, Dennis, and understands what you're saying. Switching gears, more and more folks are growing skeptical of Secretary Timothy Geithner's doom and gloom warnings about what will happen if the debt ceiling isn't raised. The sky was supposed to have fallen yesterday. It didn't. These people are becoming known as default deniers. Stated differently, they believe that we would not automatically default if we did not raise the debt ceiling. They want to service the interest on the debt first and make immediate and tough spending cuts. Will this school of thought win out, Matt Welch? Or are we hopelessly doomed to the big government Republicans and big government Democrats letting the president borrow all the money he wants like Nancy wants him to do?
Well, it's certainly instructive, Judge, that the only time you're going to get official Washington to suddenly get itchy feet on fiscal crisis is when you threaten to cut off their credit card. When they have any kind of sense that perhaps they won't have as free money as they've had for decades now, that's when they freak out and say the sky is going to fall. So it's important to use this as a bargaining chip to try to get some kind of long-term fiscal plan in order where we cut the growing size of government.
Dennis, doesn't the government collect enough money in tax revenue to service the debt first and then run the government? Stated differently, isn't this nonsense about we're going to default and that's going to destroy the economic markets just fear-mongering?
It's a matter of cash flow and cash management. And even that they've used this phrase denier shows you how they're trying to ostracize and marginalize these guys. It's like a Holocaust denier.
Right.
But I have thought all
or
along,
the truthers
do
or
we
birthers.
Think if government were to shut down or do a default, do we really think that that is the thing that's going to last for months and months and months? No, they will come to the table and they will get it done. I talked to David Walker, the former GAO guy. He actually says, yes, it will be a crisis. The first crisis will come in Social Security checks. But that very backlash from Social Security recipients will stop Congress from screwing up, and they will get it right.
Skinner, what is the best that John Boehner and the Republicans can hope for? I mean, we all know that they're probably going to vote to raise the debt ceiling. There are some very strong defenders of sound dollars in the House of Representatives, but I don't know that there's a majority of them. What is the best that John Boehner can hope for in return for letting the president borrow what he wants to borrow?
You know what? If he keeps going down this course, they will never win another election, Dennis, because it is not just, as Dennis said, it's just going to be we can pay our interest on the debt. We would have to cut by a third something else. So Social Security payments stop. Consumer spending crashes. We go into a double-dip recession, and we've breached our full faith and credit in the Constitution. So that causes global a flee from the dollar for maybe decades. We will be a subprime investment.
Right.
America
I
will be a subprime investment.
Let's take Nancy's argument to the next step, Matt Welsh. Would default be such a bad thing? Might it not teach the government a lesson? And might it not teach investors, don't invest your money in the government. They take enough from you in taxes anyway.
I think default would be a bad thing, but we're facing bad things all around us. And this is why we're having this debate over this limit right now, is because if we don't change course, if you listen even to Ben Bernanke, even the people that you want to portray as villains right now, and rightly so, those people use words like unsustainable, that there's no way that we can keep on keeping on. So we have to address this now, not later.
Last word, Dennis.
It's really good for the first time. There's a real urgency. Unfortunately, there's a difference between urgency and a crisis. Not everything has to be a crisis. These guys will get this right. It will turn out okay. It always does. And you got to believe.
This is a crisis, Dennis.
$250 billion
a
month, and that's not enough to pay the debt service?
Right. I mean, they're going to work that out. That's all there is to it.
But
and with that much money, you could hide stuff. You could do a whole lot of management stuff. These guys are wizards at that.
All right, you like all that cooking the books. Matt Welsh, Nancy Skinner, Dennis Neal, it's a pleasure, guys. Thanks for joining us. Back with the plain truth on the government's belief that it can enter your home whenever it wants without a warrant. They don't care about the Constitution. Next.